And we're back. So we're going to answer some questions that people have emailed us about this particular topic, the art of the book launch. So, all right. Here's one question. Say that you have a friend that also is coming out with a book. Would doing a double book launch be a good idea?
So we talked about this a little bit, and I'm kind of two minds about this one myself, because on the one hand, it would be great. You have double the audience, theoretically. Like, I'm sure there's some overlap in audience and people you would both invite. It kind of can make the show stronger, more interesting, because you have, you know, two people with two different types of energy to bring to the event. And one thing you always want at your book launch is for people to have a good time and for it to be interesting. But at the same time, you may kind of, one book may take away from the other in terms of sales.
The other problem with that is that not everybody who goes to an event is going to necessarily be prepared to buy both books. So they may actually not buy either because they're not going to want to make the other person feel bad or whatnot. So it's one of those cases where it seems like you might get the best of both worlds, but in actuality, you might actually get the worst of both worlds. However, what you may consider doing is, rather than having a double book launch where both of you are launching the book at exactly the same time, maybe you can kind of do like a major and a minor kind of thing. Like, you know, you have one person who this is the launch for their book and that's the primary focus. And then, you know, the other person, it could be like, well, we're celebrating their book too, even, but, you know, maybe they had already launched their book already. And so this is kind of like a feature for them. In which case, you know, people will still take note of them and they may still buy their book, but they don't feel as pressured to have to buy both of them. And so if they want to buy the one but not the other, they won't just like, you know, kind of have a, you know, freeze and not do anything. You also could possibly, you know, bundle the books together for a cheaper price, but that would depend on your relationship with the person and whatnot. But, you know, overall, I would say that if you're going to have a book launch, having a focus be on one book, you know, to not create buyer indecision is definitely the better option.
Yeah, and definitely if you go that route, if you must, you absolutely have to, advertise it as such so that people who are coming know that their both books are being launched that day, so that nobody feels blindsided by the, oh no, now I don't need to buy two books, to be fair.
Yeah. All right, here's another question is, how long should the showcase be for the book launch? That's a good question that we actually didn't cover in the main part. Again, it's in one of those answers where part of it depends on what you're going for, but in terms of what people generally have the attention span for, I'd say that if you're going to be reading, like if you're the main act, you probably should read for anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes is probably a good point, you know, to read like, you know, depending on the length of your poems from the book, 5, 10, maybe 12 poems. Don't read the entire book, otherwise there's really no point in people buying it because then they just got it for free. No, but you know, I'd like 20 to 30 minutes for you is roughly a good point. And if you're going to be having the other acts in there, I'd say possibly, you know, maybe like someone doing 10 minutes before you, 10 minutes after you, you know, in the range of 45 minutes to an hour for the main show is pretty much a good point, because beyond that, people start to get antsy. And if you're going to have like a second part to the show, like an open mic or something after, or a juried open mic or some more stuff, definitely have a break somewhere in there so people can kind of get up and stretch, use the bathroom, et cetera, et cetera, and mingle. So yeah, in the range of the show itself, about an hour, there's a part two, you know, another half hour, 45 minutes, but overall, you know, figure that the event in there, because more than just the show, you want to also leave time for yourself to mingle with and get to know the people who are there, or, I mean, and hopefully you know most of the people there, but if some people are coming in just, you know, out of curiosity, you want to meet them, you want to do a meet and greet, you want to, like, schmooze with some people, you want to have time to mingle, do some book signings. So, you know, if the event is, say, 3 hours, you know, approximately an hour to an hour and a half of that should be the show, and the rest should be kind of downtime.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to have people crowding you, wanting to talk to you, congratulate you, talk about how much they enjoyed the book. And you're going to want to have time to be able to do that and appreciate the people who are coming to your event and thank them and, you know, make them feel welcome at your event. So you want to make sure that you have enough time to get that done or do that while still being able to do the show. And also, there's a little bit of wiggle room in terms of the rules of thumb that we're giving. So if your poems are really, really long, you know, maybe you go a little bit longer. If your poems are really short, maybe it's really scraping, maybe you have to read the entire book to find 20 minutes worth of reading time, then, you know, maybe read for a little bit less time. It also depends on if you have someone, you know, opening for you before then, you know, if they read for 20 minutes, you may want to read for 20 minutes also. Otherwise, you kind of get overshadowed by the person who read before you.
Yeah. It's a general good rule of thumb to make sure that, you know, your performance is the main point, obviously. It's your book launch, after all. Now, here's an interesting question. What if I don't want to read for my own book at my book launch? You know, like in terms of what if somebody's got stage fright or they just don't like reading in front of a large audience? And that's actually a good question because not everybody is going to want to necessarily be in the limelight. Me personally, I've actually seen some creative methods around this in terms of a book launch. I've seen, you know, people, because not everybody is necessarily a performer or really likes the limelight. Some people just like to write and that's it. In these cases, I've seen somebody have somebody else who is more of a performer kind of act like translator in a way, or intermediary between them and the audience, where, you know, the author will kind of be there behind the book, signing the books, but they'll have somebody else do the reading. I actually saw one somewhat intimate book launch where copies of the book were actually passed around amongst everybody in the audience, and instead of an open mic where everybody was reading one of their own poems, everybody was assigned a poem from the new book, and they all read it kind of like in a, you know, circle style. And that was actually a pretty creative way because everybody then kind of got to participate and really become familiar with, you know, the work in the book, and the, you know, the author themselves only, she only read one poem, so she didn't like feel like all the light was on her and she didn't feel overwhelmed.
And this could also be very useful if you're shy. It has the added advantage of if you're charging for your book launch or if you just, you have a table set up where you're selling the books, you have somebody watching that table at all times because somebody else is obviously performing for you. So you can stay and watch the table, sign the books, and sort of schmooze with the people as they're coming in. So you don't need to worry as much about building in extra time for everybody. So that's another added advantage. I've actually had some friends who have asked me this personally also. And so it's not as uncommon as you may think that people would have stage fright. One of the really nice things about having the audience members or somebody else read your poetry is you get to see how somebody else interprets it based on how they're reading it to the audience versus how you would read it yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes, actually, you know, a poet doesn't really entirely know their own work until they've heard it read through somebody else's voice. So, and this is a practical marketing question, but how far in advance should I advertise the book launch? And that's another good question, because if you advertise it way too far in advance, people might get complacent and, you know, kind of forget to really set reminders or put it in their calendar because it's like, oh, that's 6 months away. I don't have to worry about it. But on the other hand, if you don't give enough notice, then, you know, people can't necessarily, you can't expect people to necessarily make the arrangements to be there with the same, you know, fervor as they would have if they had enough time. So I would say that the ideal time to actually, like, once you have a date set to advertise it should be, you know, somewhere between 1 to 2 months out from the actual date. You know, preferably like in the 6 to 8 week range is probably the most ideal, because it's far enough away that you can, you know, advertise it and keep reminding people of it and kind of build the hype to it. But it's not so far away that people feel like, oh, that's like, you know, in another lifetime, I don't have to worry about it. And the other, you know, the good thing about that too is like when you, you know, you have the date that far in advance, you can, you know, kind of shape and create the show as time goes on also. And, you know, people should be able, if it's like on a day where people have work, people could figure out how to get off work or they could arrange a schedule, you know, with enough time to do it. There's nothing wrong with sending out a save the date. And there's also nothing wrong with letting people know that a book launch is coming much farther than 2 months in advance. Like while you're like in the editorial process of the book, you could let people know like this book is coming out soon, kind of, you know, leave the trail of breadcrumbs, so to speak, so people know it's coming. But for the actual date, I'd say 6 to 8 weeks.
And this might sound strange, but this, the farther out, the farther back you first announce your book launch, the more frequent you're going to need to give updates and reminders to people as the date gets close. So if you announce it 2 months in advance, don't wait till the day before to remind people it's going to exist. You know, give them a week before or 2 weeks before, have reminders going up, put an event page on your social media, get people hyped. Just to keep people reminded and keep them interested, because a lot of times people will look at something that's happening 2 months from now and say, oh, that looks interesting, I'll take a closer look when it gets, when it, you know, when it's closer, and then they completely forget that it happens, and then they miss it. So make sure you're updating people as it gets closer, even if you've announced it already.
Yeah, these days people definitely need reminders, so you don't just send out one announcement and that's that. I mean, there's actually some, you know, studies in the psychological, you know, associations that talk about advertising and how numb people have gotten to it. And they say that people need to hear things an average of 7 times these days before it actually sticks. You know, with more focused advertising and with your family and friends, it probably won't be that many times you need to do it, because they probably put a little bit more importance on you than, say, like, oh, Nissan's having a 10% off sale. But, you know, you still do need to remind them, because there's a lot of events that go on. There's a lot of, you know, social media notifications, a lot of emails, a lot of things. It's very easy for things to get lost. So, yeah, so thank you all for the questions, and thank you for being part of this presentation. I'm James P. Wagner.
I'm Nick Hale.
And we'll see you next time.